Basketball season is in full swing, no doubt about that. We're loving that on the Breakfast Club. But so we love the NBL times NBA experiment that's been taking place the last couple of years. And Melbourne United are about to step on court against the LA Clippers. Liam Santamaria is there covering it from the NBL's perspective. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Half. Adam, great to be with you guys.
Great to have you with us, mate. Awesome stuff. We love this concept. It's taken the NBL by storm in the last couple of seasons, and I imagine now that it's got a little bit of history behind it that the NBA players and clubs are even looking forward to the opportunity. What's the vibe over there at the moment as United get ready to tackle the Clippers?
Yeah, it's a good call. Actually, just spoke to Clippers head coach Doc Rivers a little while ago in his pre-game address to the media, and I asked him about that. I said, what do you enjoy about playing these international games in pre-season? He said, look, there's a lot to take out of it. We see a lot of stuff that we don't necessarily see during the NBA season. So it's great preparation for my guys to think on the fly. And he actually said after their game against the Sydney Kings in Hawaii this time last year, where that Kings team, Drury and Bogut and Jerome Randall, pushed the Clippers all the way throughout that fourth quarter, he said he told his organisation, book in another Australian team, a number NBL team for next year. That was great, and we want to do it again. So here we are, back again. This time it's Melbourne United, and they get to step out on Staples Centre in about 30 minutes' time.
Awesome. What a great experience for everyone involved, no doubt, from a Melbourne perspective. And just on the lineup that they'll be putting out there and the ferocity that they'll be going with, they obviously have started their NBL season, and obviously difficult to manage the program as you're trying to get ready for your home season. But the lineup tonight and the ferocity they'll play with, how's that going to look, do you reckon?
Well, Melbourne United will go after it. Don't worry about that. but they do have a couple of guys that they left home. So Casey Prather and Dave Barlow, two big names, of course, from that United lineup. They're not here, as well as Sam McDaniel from that roster. They're all injured and resting up for round three when the team gets back. But Chris Golding has been able to get himself right. He'll be on the floor tonight. Obviously, Mallow Trimble, Mitch McCarron, Sean Long, all those guys. And they've also brought in a couple of extra bodies, some local guys here with some NBA experience, Anthony Brown and Quincy Miller. Brown's a three-man, Quincy Miller's a stretch four, 6'10". So those guys will certainly help. They haven't been with the team very long, but they'll be putting out a lineup that they hope we're able to hang with this Clippers squad.
What about from a Clippers perspective? We know that they're an improving team. What do they look like tonight?
Well, unfortunately, the late breaking news here is that Kawhi Leonard...
I know.
That was the response from the United boys as well. They wanted the claw out there. So no Paul George. He's still recovering from his shoulder injury. No Kawhi Leonard. But they'll have the rest of their squad out there. Pat Beverly, he'll match up on Mallow Trimble. That'll be fun to watch. Lou Williams and his matchup with Chris Golding, which we're sure to see at times, will be fun. And, of course, every single one of their guys is an NBA player. So they will be tough. But Melbourne United, we know they've got some history of pushing NBA squads. 1-point loss to Oklahoma City 2 years ago. A couple of games last year against Philly and Toronto. They've got a bit of experience in that regard, and they're going to come out and give it everything they have.
So, Liam, as you said, it's now the third year this has happened. Is there still the excitement around it? Or because it was the novelty straight up, and I think everyone was really excited when it first took place. But now we're getting to a third year, and particularly now it's actually in season and United haven't had the best of starts. What's the feeling about this experiment?
Well, certainly from the players and the coaches, the organisation's perspective, it's still a massive opportunity. Right? I mean, this is the greatest league in the world and the best players on the planet. So the opportunity to come and measure yourself up against that is one not to be missed. I think we've seen the last couple of years, the two teams that have won the championship over the last 2 years started their season over here in these NBL-NBA games. Melbourne United 2 years ago, and that was in season like this is, and then the Perth Wildcats last year. So those they feel like that's a good launching pad. And then the other thing is there is an element of a feeling, a bit of a vibe that this is now the norm. You know, NBL yep. teams playing NBA teams has become a normal thing. Like you say, this is the third year. We've had double-figure number of these games now. And I think that is a massive pat on the back for our league, the fact that we've been able to establish that kind of feeling. And as I said before, coaches like Doc Rivers are asking 12 years in advance to lock in a game against one of our squads. A big tick of approval for our league.
So just the extension of that, sort of flipping it around, I mean, we were talking about this on the show last week about the amount of people in America watching the NBL on, I think it was Facebook, with over a million people watching, which is quite an extraordinary number to watch an NBL game. So what's it like flipping it around for the Australians coming over? What are the Americans now saying?
Well, they're excited to have our teams around. They enjoy playing international, you know, games during the preseason, as I mentioned before. But look, it is still very much a preseason game. They're warming up towards their season. Sometimes, as we're seeing tonight, the big names sit out. So look, they you know, it's not a highlight game necessarily on their schedule. They're just preparing for the regular season a couple of weeks away, managing their guys. But at the same time, you've got a bunch of guys within each of these teams who, a couple of weeks out from opening night, are still trying to solidify their spot on the roster. So for those guys, this game means absolutely everything. And we've seen that over the past week in these matchups. Those guys come out and play really hard. So it's a bit of a mix. It's a preseason game. It's an element of exhibition about it. But for some of the guys on court, it means the world.
And I imagine too, Liam, that it's still that opportunity for the United crew to put themselves in front of the eyes of NBA scouts. We've seen them come out thick and fast with the RJ Hampton situation at the Breakers and LaMelo up at Illawarra, of course, and they're sitting there watching practice sessions. I imagine it's still an opportunity to show your wares, I suppose, and say that I'm ready if they're good enough to play in the NBA for some of these NBL boys.
100%. And there's a few guys on this Melbourne United roster thinking exactly that thing right now as they get ready to leave their locker room and head out on floor. You know, guys like Mello Trimble and Sean Long, the new imports for United this year, they feel like they're on the NBA bubble and want to prove themselves on that stage. And also some local guys. And, you know, obviously Chris Golding is the name that first comes to mind. And he's had a bit of bad luck when it comes to these NBL, NBA games last couple of years. Didn't come the first year with appendicitis. Last year he had Joel Embiid fall all over him and he was banged up for their next game against Toronto. So I think he's a guy who would love to come out, put a whole bunch of buckets on the board and, you know, state his claim that he is and has been all this time an NBA level scorer.
And for a bloke like you, who's loved the game forever and been involved at the domestic level and certainly local level as well, to be able to sit there and watch an NBL team take on an NBA team and have that moment as a basketball fan to realise the game's status, Australia's game status across the globe, what's it like for someone who's been so intimately involved in the contest from day dot?
It's kid in a candy store type of stuff, mate. It's magical. You know, from a little tacker watching Andrew Gaze and Nigel Purchase and those guys playing NBL games at Albert Park Stadium, court one, with a few hundred people squished in and the blue curtain pulled across the baseline to seeing our teams out here on this stage, it just fills me with pride and it's just an amazing experience. And I'm just hoping a team like Melbourne tonight with some of the big names not on the floor for the Clippers, they might be able to just hang with them and keep it tight in the second half. We've had a few of those games over the year. We've never been able to snatch a victory. But yeah, like you can rest assured I'll be riding every play and cheering on our NBL stars from courtside.
Well, no doubt about that. Looking forward to seeing it ourselves. So good luck to you, Liam, and certainly send our best to the Melbourne United boys as well. We've had a good association with them through the last couple of years, and certainly Dean Vickerman has been very good to us on the program. We wish them all the best and send them our best today against the Clippers.
Cheers, lads. Good to chat.